When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle and Johnny Cake Sawville. Jason Bishop out until December 2nd. That is quite the run. We always touts himself like the king of the wraparound vacations. Yeah. I don't know whatever he's doing.
He's the undisputed king. Nobody challenges him. Like, he's got it down to a science.
Dude, I told you a long time, he's the most calculated guy I've ever met. everything he does is calculated. Valdez, you're close, but he's got you trounced.
So
Valdez more of a planner than calculating. I think there's a little bit of a difference. Valdez just likes to have a plan at mm-hmm. all times. Like, he planned to have a bad weekend following the Terps losing in both hoops and football.
Well, he saw it
and
coming.
And then he braced himself for a Ravens loss in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He kind of planned, he pre-planned for that to happen.
I knew it was possible.
Yes.
Right. Right.
So all season long, we've been heaping praise on Jaden Daniels, deservedly so, when you look at his numbers.
Thank you.
I think he's exceeded everybody's expectations, and he had been the runaway favorite to win Rookie of the Year. But all of a sudden, there are a couple guys who are starting to put a little pressure on that Rookie of the Year campaign, and we're wondering if it bothers you a little bit. You can chime in at 800-636-1067.
You're being ridiculous.
I'll tell you this. So
there's not one Commanders fan in this town that has buyer's remorse or anything of that nature regarding Jaden Daniels.
I didn't say buyer's remorse, but bothering you that other guys are now in contention for Rookie of the Year.
Who cares? That's a dumb... who cares?
But some of the real hardcore HTTCers might. They
a lot
might
of people
care.
Yeah, you know what? I put up... So
It doesn't mean anything.
I put up a tweet that I wasn't thinking about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
But the Commanders didn't play yesterday. I do our social media for Twitter, for Instagram, for Facebook. And I was like, oh, I probably should put something up. And I go to the NFL account, and I saw they had something on Bo Nix. And I was like, he's starting to ball out. Because at the time when I tweeted it, the tweet was Nix with an absolute dart. He was 17 for 19 for a $1.92 in the first half mm-hmm. with two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Whoa,
he's balling out. And a couple people said, we know, JP, you're trolling us. Like, what? What
am I? See, I'm telling you. So,
where's the troll? I didn't know I was trolling somebody.
Some of the HTTCers, they take everything way too personally. So, they feel like everything is a personal affront.
Well,
to them.
So I tweeted about Bo Nix.
Well,
right, right.
But so I don't think he's seriously ahead of Jaden, really, in anyone's mind. Maybe he'll finish it. Maybe he'll finish ahead
he's
of him.
He's kind of gaining.
Maybe right now he wouldn't.
Right now, statistically, he's got 14 touchdowns with 6 interceptions, and the team is the 7 seed in the AFC, just like the Commanders
What's
are the 7 seed.
What's his completion percentage?
Well, he's got, Cakes can look that up.
He's got 14 touchdown passes just two picks in his last eight games. So, like, his first few games are kind of bumpy and rough, but he's a rookie.
Listen,
you expect
I'm pro
that.
Bo Nix. I'm actually pro all the young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I just know we got the best one. So he can, you know, surge, that's fine. And Jaden doesn't have the touchdown numbers yet. But that's fine.
Cakes is right, though. The HTTC crowd, I'm going to read this tweet.
Well, it does seem like
very
you're trolling
thin skin.
A little bit.
He goes,
they're very thin red skin.
The troll is that you posted it to trigger Skins fans as another young quarterback had a better week than Jaden. I'm just putting up a tweet. I posted something about Lamar, you know, not Lamar Jackson specifically, but the end of the play.
Here's my question
end of
for
the
you.
Game play.
Which of the rookie quarterbacks, all of them, and you weren't necessarily pro Jaden going in, so take that into account.
He was third on my list.
Right. Number one on mine, of course. Who would you select right now?
Jaden Daniels.
All right, that's
for
it.
For rookie of the year.
Well, I mean, forget rookie of the year. Who do you want on your team for the next 10 years? I know you were a Caleb guy.
I think I would go Drake May.
Really? You know, yes. Maybe it's the seat. That's the Drake May seat right
there. I saw a tweet this week from John Gruden about Drake May. Like, he thinks Drake May is, using a John Grudenism, like he's a dog or whatever the heck he said. And I think that Drake May, like, if you looked at what he's been doing.
So if you had to redraft right now, you would take Drake May.
If I had to redo my board, Caleb definitely slides down.
Now, he's more pickalicious than Jaden. Yeah. May throws more picks. He had a pick yesterday. He had a pick the previous game. Two picks the previous game.
The only thing he's got on Jaden is size, as far as I'm concerned. Like, he's got the build. That's the only thing I think he's got on him.
But he does have the Jaden-esque. Like, he'll tuck it and run.
No, I know.
Like,
he's athletic.
He gets out there.
I've seen him hurdle guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an athletic guy. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, he's got rushing games of 95, 46, 38, sprinkled in. Now, he's got some lower numbers there, too. But he can pop off in the rushing side as well.
I think when it's all said and done, Jaden's going to be a more accurate passer, a better passer than all those guys. And then the running, it speaks for itself.
Here's the tweet. Drake May is going to be a superstar. Drake is going to be everything you're looking for, 5-star.
Okay.
That was John Gruden.
Maybe
on
that's
May.
True. So's my guy. My guy's 5-star.
Okay, so you've got kind of little thin skin.
Yeah, see,
he's falling in line. If I had to take the draft over again.
He's like, it doesn't matter about the Bo Nix love,
no,
but the Drake May.
I think it's preposterous. If John Gruden had to pick all over again, he'd pick Drake May 1?
I don't know if he was asked that.
Maybe. I'm taking Jaden 1 every time. But I mean, I'm racing up to the podium with Jaden's name on it. I mean, I'm just racing. I'll need 1/100th of a second to make the pick every time. I'm not saying those other guys are bad. I've been on record that all the first round quarterbacks are going to hit. They're all solid. I like them. He's the best one. Jaden Daniels is the best one.
800-636-1067. Wondering if any of this noise for other rookies is bothering you. That it's taking the spotlight off of Jaden Daniels to some extent. Now, the last 2 weeks, Jaden hasn't put up the numbers, and guys like Bo Nix are coming on, Drake May, and Drab brought up Brock Bowers. Now, that's not a quarterback.
He's a great
but
player.
Bowers is putting up some absurd numbers.
Crazy numbers.
Brock Bowers won the rookie of the year. Who cares? I don't care. Give it to him.
There's a lot. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that care.
I'm sure there are, but for me, in my brain, that award means nothing. And like, who's going to have a great career?
So if Bo Nix wins Rookie of the Year,
I mean, I think it's kind of crazy. But maybe here's the thing. Maybe Bo Nix will deserve it. I think that's possible. Possible
because people don't want to have the conversation of Bo Nix is better than Jaden Daniels.
I just don't think it's possible. I don't think that Bo Nix's career will be better than Jaden Daniels. I think none of the quarterbacks selected this year will be better than Jaden at their end of their career.
I tend to think the same thing, but Bo Nix is.
Well, I don't think
his next 2 weeks he gets Cleveland and the Raiders, and he can put
rack up numbers. That's good. I root for him. I root for all the quarterbacks.
Why don't you think it's possible?
I think his skill set's better.
I think it's possible.
I think his skill set's better.
By the way, I think it's possible Caleb Williams could be better than them all still. All right, it's way early. We got to revisit
this. Up and down.
You revisit this in 2 years, 3 years, right? But why, like, currently, don't you think it's possible that Drake May could be that? He has all the physical attributes.
And I would. I don't think he's as accurate as my guy.
And what I would,
I'm not convinced he throws guys open like my guy.
I would say he does a lot more of that. Have you been watching? He does. I would say he has more sophisticated passing right now than Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
Okay, I need to see more.
I saw a lot of dump downs on Thursday night.
Well, that was Cliff getting an F. That was Cliff getting an F.
I mean, none of us are watching Drake May every throw, so we're mostly just watching highlights. But what's your opinion if you've seen Drake May? I feel like he's got more sophisticated passing right now.
He's doing a lot with a little. He doesn't have much help around him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some would argue that about Jaden, too.
I would argue that after Terry McLaurin.
Drake May doesn't have a Terry McLaurin.
Mm. Well, we didn't even use Terry.
Who's his best receiver?
Polk. We don't even use
his best
Terry.
Receiver is Pop Douglas.
Right.
DeMario Douglas is his best wideout.
All I'm saying is that the Rookie of the Year award to me is trivial. I care about career award. Who's going to have the best career? And my guy's going to have the best career of all those guys in the first round. I'm 100% convinced. You'd have to prove me otherwise. And I've been wrong, so I could be wrong. But I think his career will be better than Bo Nix's, Drake May's.
We can revisit it in Caleb's. 2034.
We'll revisit it every week.
Right. So right now, EB, Jaden Daniels completing 68.7% of his passes. Bo Nix is at 65.5. Jaden.
What is Drake at?
I'm talking about Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is at what?
65.5. So 3% advantage there for Jaden Daniels. 3.2 to be exact.
Jaden coming off his two worst performances, but that's fine.
Jaden has thrown for 2,338 yards. Bo Nix, 2,275. So advantage. Jaden throws
Jaden and all of them except for touchdowns.
6 yards more per game. It's 10 touchdowns to 3 picks versus 14 to 6. And then Jaden has a quarterback rating, traditional passer rating, 99.6 to Bo Nix's 89.3.
Mm-hmm.
But there's noise because he's been playing better, right. And Drake May's been playing better, and they're putting on numbers. Drake May's completing 67%
of
his
would
passes.
Select Drake May today. If
we
you
did
held
the redraft
the draft
number one.
Today, he would select him over Jaden Daniels.
I would.
God bless you. I wouldn't. I would 100 times. I mean, there's not even a scintilla of doubt in my mind.
I'm sticking to my board, except for the Caleb Williams part.
All right, yeah, maybe is anybody else out there?
Bypass that
anybody
pick.
Else out there agree with JP? To me, I think it's preposterous.
John Gruden does.
Okay. Well, I got. I'll take Ron Jaworski.
Okay, he'll take.
He's
that.
On your side.
I mean, we're
Jaws.
Taking old coaches or old players.
Yeah, mine's a little younger.
Jaws is on the Jaden side.
Jaws says he's the greatest rookie he's ever seen.
That is correct.
I don't even agree with that.
I but definitely don't agree
it.
With it.
Yeah, but I'll take
it's
it.
It's a feather in the Jaden cap.
Let's go to Kevin in Waldorf. 800-636.
So the Bo Nix thing didn't bother you, and you're mocking people who are bothered by the Bo Nix thing, but you got bothered by the Drake May one.
You didn't say you would take Bo Nix ahead of Jaden. I care about is who would you select right now? And so you saying you would select Drake May.
I don't think
anybody's saying they'd select Bo Nix over him.
I wasn't trying to troll anybody. Bo Nix had 4 touchdowns.
I know.
But if you watched
him. You naturally troll people. You have a gift. You don't even know it. Your whole life is a troll.
Trolling.
You watch Bo Nix. Well, look, these people want to hear what they want to hear. Like, I make fun of Jared Goff throwing 5 interceptions and, you know, tweet very positive things about Jaden Daniels left and right. You can just look at it. Look at the history.
Believe me, I know that you weren't intentionally trolling.
But here's the thing about Bo Nix.
It's a gift.
If you watch the 4 touchdown passes yesterday, I'm not going to give him too much credit. I think 3 of them were just sideways passes with large yak.
Well,
again,
that's called the Brock Purdy game plan.
I came in
that's
here.
The blueprint.
I think Purdy's a little different than
I
you.
Came in here.
Not much.
Prepared to pat my back on Bo Nix because I've been hyping him up all season.
Now
I'm a pro Bo Nix guy.
Now you have to push back against him.
No, but I'm just saying, I would still take Jaden 1 overall, 1-1 every time, and I still would send Ryan Poles a gift basket every week. Every week I would send him one.
He made the
Caleb hasn't
so
thrown a touchdown pass in over a month.
But he did go for 70 yards rushing yesterday. That did right. catch
did
my eyeball.
Did we go,
so
did we into go the to rushing. Kevin? I can't remember if I went to him. Kevin.
How you doing?
Hey,
thanks
what's
for
up?
Taking my call, Junkies.
Sure.
The first thing I would like to say is Jaden Daniels is going to take that team from 4 wins to probably 10, 11 wins.
Mm-hmm.
We're not thinking about stats. We're not thinking about what John Gruden says. He was the guy who traded Alfred Morris away for a cheeseburger for a guy who didn't even last.
John Gruden did that? I don't think so.
Gruden's mixed up.
That was so maybe Jay.
His opinion doesn't mean much to me.
Okay.
Fair one enough. Way or the other.
Fair enough.
The program has moved light years ahead. As soon as they heal up from the beatdown dealing with all those big defensive tackles, they'll get protection. He'll become more productive. They're basically going into a bye week right now. They're going to finish with 10-11 wins from four. That's the bottom line.
Right. I'm with you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm with you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the call.
800-636-1067 is the number. By the way, just on the background, the Giants have benched Daniel Jones for
Drew Locke,
Tommy DeVito.
I'm not doing another DeVito bit.
At least you don't have that going on.
Not doing that. I learned my lesson last year. I am out on those bits.
All right, we'll take more of your calls.
I'm going to take more calls.
We can take more calls.
I'm ready to fight.
I don't even know what the fight is.
I'm ready to fight.
Are you bothered?
I can't help if Bo Nix is better than Jaden Daniels.
Are you bothered that Bo Nix is coming on and Drake May is coming on and Brock Bowers and all of a sudden Rookie of the Year is a race?
I said all the quarterbacks were going to be good, and I had guys like Jason who are just like the puppets that they just regurgitate dumb stats. 50% are going to miss. Well, why don't you look at the players? These players actually happen to be a good crop. Right again.
I think it's a little too early.
Jason being a Drake May guy, the shares are starting to appreciate.
That's fine. I'm not saying
they're better than Jaden Daniels.
I think Drake May has talent. He's going to be a good quarterback. Yep. He should be solid. I don't think he's going to be special, generational, like my guy. The best one of the bunch.
I realize Drake May a lot younger and had a lot less starts. He may be a rocket ship up.
I think that hurts him more than
rocket ship up.
I think it hurts him more than helps him.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.